Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy, your host, 12 Kyle. I want to thank you all again for tuning in as you do each and every week. Again, this is the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the intersection where we have musical discussions about artists and music from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s when it comes to rap, soul, hip-hop, and R&B. Simply put, this is the best music podcast that you've never heard until right now. So again, I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you for watching as well. On this episode, what I want to talk about specifically is some of the best opening rap bars that we've heard. And I label this one Volume 1 because this is going to be a series that we're going to do for a while here. When you say best opening rap bars, what do you mean? Well, there's an answer for that. The thing about the opening bar of a rap song, what you want that rap bar to do is to capture the listener. You know, music now obviously isn't the same. Hip hop obviously now isn't the same as it was when a young 12 Kyle started listening to rap music consistently around 1984. So what I will say about that time is that we just really kind of touched and listened to everything that we could get our hands on. As you know, time moved on and the music became more readily available, we got a little bit more selective about what we listened to. But the thing about it was that particularly in the 80s, you couldn't come whack. And the easiest way not to come whack is to get the listener's attention in the first bar that they dropped, the first couple of words that they said, whether or not it was, a lyric or if they were humming or whatever, the sounds that they were making, whatever they could produce vocally, that's what you wanted them to hear. And that's what kind of hooked you in. Conversely, if you didn't start with a really good opening bar, you had a good chance at losing the listener. And the thing about music, particularly in the 80s and hip hop, and more specifically in the 80s and the 90s, you didn't have a lot of chances, right? So if your music was whack, then there was a good chance that you probably could get dropped from your record label. If you got a record deal, you really had one chance to make something, make a hit. And if it didn't happen, then you may have been shown the door. Conversely, for the listener, it was incumbent upon us to gravitate to the music. Particularly in the early days, we didn't have Google. We didn't have websites like Genius where you could have the lyrics right there in front of you on a computer screen. If you were lucky, the artist would provide the lyrics inside the liner notes. But every artist, depending on their label, depending on who they were, every artist didn't do that. And then especially once we got a little bit further into the mid to late 80s, into the early 90s, when we had a lot of profanity, record labels really wasn't just printing that stuff up because, I mean, it'd be cuss words everywhere. So yeah, you never knew. So really the way that you learned songs was to listen. If you didn't have the physical tape or what have you, you'd listen to the music over and over and over again. And the easiest way to grasp the concept of a particular song was the opening bar. So what I'm going to do in this series is in each episode, I'm going to give you 5 dope opening bars. They're not ranked as like the all time or anything like that. These are just 5 dope opening bars. If you're a faithful listener and you want to submit some great opening bars, hey, I'll be down to talk about it. Hit me up on social media at Rap Soul Podcast, or you can shoot me an email, therapsoulpodcast@gmail.com. That being said, let me get started. And again, these are no particular order. Number 1, N.W.A., more specifically, the rapper was Eazy-E, and the song was called Boys in the Hood. The opening bar, cruising down the street in my 6'4". That's it. Listen, that bar became extremely popular and extremely quoted over a period of time, seemingly overnight. And what's interesting, at least for me, was by the time that I heard this bar, I had no idea who Eazy-E was. I had very little knowledge as to what NWA was, but it was a joint, and he caught me with that. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". I grew up in Florence, South Carolina. At the time that I heard NWA, I might have been 13, 14 years old. So I don't know what a 6'4 is. I mean, I could use context clues and know that it was a car. But, you know, I didn't know the difference between a Buick and a 6'4 or a Toyota. I wasn't into cars. Unlike most little boys, I wasn't into cars like that. Like, I knew what a car was. But, I mean, like, I couldn't tell you to fly his cars back then. But, yeah. And if you saw the NWA movie Straight Outta Compton that came out a few years ago, I think it was 2014, I think. One of the more funnier scenes in the movie was how, because Eazy-E wasn't the rapper in the crew, he was the guy who financed NWA, how they made him say that line over and over and over and over again because he wasn't a rapper. So he just said it, cruising down the street in my 6'4". And Dre was like, no. Dr. Dre was like, no, you can't say it like that. You got to say it like, cruising down the street in my 6'4". And Eazy couldn't get it right. And so I can only imagine how that would have played out in a real studio in real time. You know, again, this is the 80s. So there was no cell phones. There was no cameras. There was no internet. So we don't have any actual video footage of this, but I'm sure it was quite comical. But that's one song, opening bar. Everybody knows it. Cruising down the street in my 6'4", jocking the bitches, clocking the hoes, went to the park to get the scoop, knuckleheads out there cold shooting some hoops. Shout out to the late, great Eazy-E Compton's own. Number two, and again, these are no particular order. The artist, Eric B. and Rakim, the song Paid in Full, and it starts off thinking of a master plan. Listen, that bar still resonates to this day. I mean, like, if you want to know how much it resonates, if you're on social media, if you're on Twitter or Blue Sky or Threads, go wherever you're located. Just type in thinking of a master plan and hit dot, dot, dot. I guarantee you the first comment that you'll get on your page is the next line. Because ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. Rakim is recognized by a lot of people in hip hop circles as arguably the greatest MC of all time. He's known as the God MC. And so for him to produce an opening bar, like, if you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle podcast. Hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back, relax, join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before. From nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between, the 12 Kyle podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle podcast, where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time. Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shaped the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul podcast and enjoy the vibes. that was clever. And he tells you, thinking of a master, he's talking about how he wants to get paid. He mentions in the song that he used to be a stick-up kid. So he's moving away from doing all of the devious things that he used to do, but he's thinking of a master plan as far as to how to get paid. And trust me, in 1987, in 1988, if you were of age, you needed money, you know, because Reaganomics was killing us all. You know, anybody that wanted to, you know, strive at that particular time, you know, you were thinking about getting paid. Now, personally for me, I was like 14, 15 years old, so I wasn't old enough to be getting paid. So yeah, Rakim at that time, to be able to be as dope as he was, to lead off a song, one of the lead songs off that album, arguably one of the greatest hip hop albums of all time, that's major. And I mean, it's a memorable line. And again, if you think I'm lying, just go to any page or just wherever you are right now. If you're around a bunch of people, just say, thinking of a master plan. And somebody's going to say, because ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. And they'll probably finish the rest if they know the rest of the lyrics. So shout out to the God MC, Rakim Allah. Next up, number three, the artist, LL Cool J. The song, Mama Said Knock You Out, starts off, don't call it a comeback. Hey, man, that opening bar is very critical for LL, because at the time, there were people who really questioned whether or not LL could make a comeback. LL had been riding high off the success of his first couple of albums. And then he dropped the Walking with a Panther album. And I think that was 89. And that album commercially was okay, I guess, but it wasn't vintage LL. It wasn't what the LL that we had known LL to be. I'll just put it like that. And some would say that LL had fallen off. And the one thing that you don't want is to fall off. In hip hop circles, that is, it's like a death wish. You don't want to fall off as an MC. And so he begins that song, Mama Said Knock You Out, from the album, Mama Said Knock You Out, which dropped in 1990. Don't call it a comeback, because people had said that LL was he'd fallen off. So was this going to be his quote unquote comeback album? And so that's why he started the line off with his opening bar was, don't call it a comeback. And he subsequently said, I've been here for years. And that's true. LL had been around for a while. By this time, LL was almost, what, 10 years in the game? So, you know, he'd been around for five, almost 6 years at this point. So, but even then, that's a long time to be in hip hop or rap. For him to drop that song and for that song to be as relevant as it was, and it actually fueled the album, it was a great opening bar. So shout out to Uncle L, the future of the funk. He did not call it a comeback. Next up, the group Run DMC, the song King of Rock. The song begins, I'm the king of rock, there is none higher. Listen, for me personally, this is probably my most memorable opening rap bar, because there was a point in time where any and everybody around me wanted to be in Run DMC. Like we acted like Run DMC. We tried to dress like Run DMC, even though we couldn't afford the clothes or the hats or the Adidas. But we want, because Run DMC was the definition of cool. Again, I grew up in Florence, South Carolina. I didn't know where Hollis, Queens was, but I knew when I looked on a TV screen or I heard these guys rap and rhyme that they were cool. They looked cool. They acted cool. And their rhymes were cool. And he said, I'm the king of rock. There is none higher. Sucker MC should call me sire. To burn my kingdom, you must use fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire. Listen, that bar still goes hard to this day. Legendary opening bar from Run DMC. So salute to the kings of rock who kicked down doors for everybody. And last but not least, as I mentioned, these are in no particular order. The song is called PSA. The artist is Jay-Z. And he simply says, after a piano riff, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Hove. Now, on the surface, it doesn't sound like much. I mean, it sounds like, you know, he could be saying whatever is going to follow this. But at the time, and when you accompany that bar with the music from Just Blaze, listen, this song, I don't really know that you could understand the impact of this song unless you actually heard it somewhere, particularly in a club, because all you're going to hear is doom, 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 doom. You hear those keys, and then you hear Jay-Z's voice piercing through the speakers. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Hov, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. Even back then, you could call me CEO of the ROC, Hov. Yeah, man. I mean, that is a great opening bar. Like I said, if you haven't been in a club and heard that bar, I don't know that it would hit the same just listening to me say it. I mean, I'm sure most of you have heard that bar before. But nonetheless, man, shout out to Jay-Z. Great, great opening bar. In conclusion, this is what we're going to be doing. We're going to do these from time to time. Again, I actually, for this series, I will open the floor if you have some that you would like to nominate. I'm not going to tell you that all will be, you know, used, but if you nominate some good ones, I'll use them. But I've got a list of a few for a couple of episodes. I've got at least probably about 5 episodes. No, I think I've probably got like 6 volumes already. So I've got 30 of them. So, and I'm sure if you do decide to submit some, we're probably going to have some duplicates. But yeah, on this, I just want to just feature just some great opening rap bars to some really, really dope songs. And I know you will be pleased and you will be entertained. And that's all we want to do here at the Rap Soul Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for me. Thanks again for checking out this edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We drop new episodes every Monday and every Friday at midnight. We're on YouTube as well. Check us out on YouTube, where you can find all of our episodes as well. If you are interested in contributing to the show financially, hit us up on Cash App, $TWELVEKYLE. And we're on social media as well. Rap Soul Podcast, 12 Kyle, across the board. Again, that's going to do it for me. Thanks again for checking out this edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. I'll catch you guys next time. 5,000. Cheer.
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media. And feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5,000.